Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 213, top of the day to you, Tom.
I'm doffing my cap.
It's very good, very classy.
Thanks, that's how I roll.
Very, very classy. I wonder when that first started, you know, like did...
Being classy or
no,
doffing?
No, the doffing, like, I'm just gonna, was it like the hi-hat, what are they called, the hi-hat?
A top hat.
Top hats? Oh. Or was it more like a Robin Hood, you know, the cap?
Sure. These are big questions.
Who do we ask?
What do you tip your hat or do you remove your monocle first?
You probably do the hat first, right?
Oh, see, I don't know, because the monocle requires a certain muscular dexterity in one's cheek and forehead, right? Or eyebrow. I keep that in place. A lot of squinting.
Yeah.
Probably makes a man angrier. Keeping a monocle in place all the time.
You'd have to do a bit of training because I reckon, like, in order to do that, squinting, you naturally want to close your eye, but then that defeats the purpose of having the monocle.
It does. But it frees up your earlobes to wear a fancy hat.
Do you think there was ever, like, a hilarious faux pas moment where a gentleman was out and about and he went to tip his hat but forgot he wasn't wearing a hat. He was wearing one of those elaborate wigs.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. A judge.
Took the wig off. Yeah. Oh, sorry. And then the people that he was tipping the hat to, or the wig in this case, do you reckon they pretended nothing ever happened?
Oh, everyone was cool about it. No, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Farnsworth, no one noticed. It's cool.
Yeah. I think those kind of awkward social situations have always been around.
Well, I'm really enjoying our 19th century hat etiquette chat.
But we've got so much more to talk about. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by Ditched Resolutions. Good intentions, lack of will. Our local accountants are on strike this week, which is causing percentage panic, counting confusion, fractions on fingers, addition anxiety, and a pie-eating competition, which we think was more because folk were getting hungry than Pythagoras' theorem. The reason for the strike has not been disclosed, but potentially could be by the end of the month. Some people suspect that they are feeling underappreciated and need to be told that they are great and saving us all loads and loads of money. But they won't answer any emails, phone calls or tweets, so it's a little hard to be sure of their true intentions. As all the accountants are all on strike, it's difficult to find anyone who can crunch the numbers and find out why the accountants are all on strike. It could be a catch-22, but that involves numbers, so we're not sure. For the last 33 years, Ben Sterling has been furiously writing his sci-fi / high fantasy book series. Today, he's announced that he has finished. No one has read any of the books and we aren't sure of the synopsis, but we know that unlike George R.R. Martin, he's finished what he started, and that is such an amazing achievement. Now he's waiting for any of the streaming sites to offer him a deal. Good luck, Ben. We hope it's for millions and millions of dollars. Don't skip out on the final season episodes, okay? More people have joined Alice Henthorpe's chicken impersonator group this month than ever before. She's not sure why there's a sudden surge of interest, but she says she's more than happy to welcome new members. They meet each Thursday morning out the back of the accountant's office on High Street at 4:45, 6:33 and 11:08 a.m. and practice their vest chicken clucks, becurks and rooster cockle-doodle-dooing. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. I've got an Adam quiz for you today.
An
I feel
Adam.
Like I might have done a Chris quiz at some point in time. I don't know if I've done an Adam quiz.
Let's get Adam.
So that's coming up soon. I've watched two things and they're kind of related actually, but one's old and one's new.
Oh.
And I've melded them together to come up with a theme. I'm teaming with the theme. That's a Kath and Kim quote there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
That explains the voice, right?
It did. Yeah. I was you just suddenly channeled someone.
Yeah, you look confused. And you'll be throwing you'll be throwing facts.
I've got a fun fact.
Fun facts in our direction.
It's a brief one, but it's a good one.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
My friend Seth is going to appreciate this fun fact. Shout out to Seth.
Shout out to Seth.
You can't say you try that again. Shout out Seth.
Shout out Seth. It's actually harder than you think it's going to be.
It is.
You start off, you're like, I'm very confident about this. And halfway through you go, oh, a few little hurdles in this.
Listen, treat yourself. We're going to give you a 5-second gap. Have a go.
Yeah.
There you go. See? Fun, but tough.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
A few news stories. Kick it off now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All righty. Now, Christmas has just finished. Well, it finished about a month ago, right?
Yes.
And some people might be like, oh, that's really sad. I enjoyed the festivities and the general feeling of joy to the world. This is something for those folk who want to get excited about next Christmas, because Tim Allen will be back. Have you got this story?
I do have this
story. This is the story I thought we both would have.
This is the story I wrote down at 2 a.m. and didn't elaborate further, so I'm glad you've got more detail.
Fantastic. He's going to be back as, what was the character's name?
Santa.
Okay, sure. Yeah, when Tim Allen becomes Santa Claus, otherwise known as the Santa Claus, it's going to now be a Disney Plus limited series, I think. I think this is just a one and done kind of thing. So the synopsis, and I've got the synopsis. I think that's important.
Yes.
He's on the brink of his 65th birthday and he's realizing that he can't be Santa forever. He's starting to lose a step in his Santa duties, and more importantly, he's got a family who could benefit from a life in the normal world, because there are kids who have spent a lot of time up at the North Pole there doing very important North Pole thing with elves and stuff. Mm. I don't know the real world. So it's all about that. Are they going to move? It's time to move on?
Weirdly, this sounds like it could be like in the Breaking Bad universe.
Please explain.
Oh, so you just go back in the synopsis you gave. Santa's fallen on hard times. He's older. His family's not adjusting well to the world. Santa's got to do something about this shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What's he going to get up to?
He's got to find a suitable replacement.
He's going to start judging people, naughty or nice.
It's time.
So Santa's up. It's a new one.
Yeah, it's a passing of the
baton. Who's it going to be? A Taron Egerton? It might be a two. Well, I see Tim Allen's a big draw, but that's what they've done with Mighty Ducks, Game Changers, or I think it was called like Hoop Dreams or Big. The one.
Oh, the one with John Stamos?
Yes.
Yeah. What about, because you just said Mighty Ducks.
Mm.
What about Joshua Jackson?
Too busy. Too busy, and he's not going to sign up for another Disney franchise.
How old's Jim Belushi, do you reckon? He's older, right?
Jim Belushi?
Yeah, not John.
Yeah, but like Jim Belushi was like late 40s in the 90s.
Okay, yeah, so he's older than Tim Allen. All right.
Nick Offerman.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I hope for the majority of that film or series or whatever, he has the angry face on.
Yes, and it's just about peeling back the layers of that onion and revealing the gooey core.
There's literally no one else.
Sold it.
No.
And he'd be up for it for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's quick. Get a hold of his manager.
How much would Megan Mullally love playing Mrs. Claus?
How much would we love to see Megan Mullally play Mrs. Claus? So much.
There we go.
So much.
All right. Next, we've solved that one.
Okay. All right. Your turn then. Your turn.
All right. I still haven't watched it, but Red Notice, most people did, it sounds like. And when I say most, I mean a lot.
Mm.
I think it's the most viewed Netflix original movie, which makes sense because it was the most expensive.
And the biggest names.
The biggest names. It was Netflix's version of Avengers. So it should surprise nobody that they have greenlit.
What?
Red Notice 2 and 3.
Oh, and 3, okay.
They're going to shoot back to back.
Oh, so this is a sequel. A series then, a three-part series has to be,
it's,
right?
That's what it's become now. It's no longer a movie event. Now that, you know, it's a money heist. That's seasons, isn't it? Or are they movies?
They were seasons. There's, but it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's...
It's a replacement, sort of that, except on a larger scale. I've spoken about it. I thought it was just good fun. It was just good fun. You know, everybody was doing what they were supposed to do. They were acting the exact way you wanted them to act. And more of that kind of fun adventure movies. There's literally no downside.
Who are they going to add? Who's got enough razzle-dazzle sparkle? Because that's what these things do. You look at the and Now You See Me, which had a stellar cast. They had to add Daniel Radcliffe and Michael Caine in the second one.
Hear me out. Yeah. And if, I don't even think you need to hear me out. I'm just going to say the name and I think you're going to agree. Helen Mirren as a bad guy.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Is she a former art thief? She's someone who broke in and they stole her. Is she the queen?
She should be the queen again.
Is she the queen and she picks up guns and goes after the queen with Uzis in the back of a bloody black taxi?
That'd be so good. I know it's because I watched Don't Look Up not that long ago, but I wouldn't mind seeing Jonah Hill.
Sure.
But sure. He wouldn't be a bad guy. He'd be a bit bumbling. But that cocky, bumbling character that he's quite good at?
I'd be quite happy with an Alan Cumming.
Oh, yeah.
He was very good in one of the Pierce Brosnan Bonds. Was it GoldenEye? He was. He was the tech genius behind the satellite or something.
Probably.
I think so.
I can't remember. It's a long time since I've seen it.
But he'd be good. You need someone with an awful lot of charisma.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You really deal – like you've got to go to a very – particular set of skills. Liam Neeson, love him. No.
No, 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 no.
Now, a Benicio del Toro.
Ooh.
He could rise to the occasion because we've seen him do some silly shit in the past.
Yeah, he can do both. What about your Sam?
Sam Elliott?
Wait, which one am I thinking of? Not Worthington.
Rockwell?
Yes, thank you. I was just like.
I thought of him earlier. I was like, he'd be good. He'd be very good. But I didn't say it. I'm happy. I'm happy you've thrown that one. But anything would be better with added Sam Rockwell.
Do you know what wouldn't be good? A really Harrison Fordy Harrison Ford. Just be like, oh, why?
But.
What?
What if they were able to convince him to be very old Indiana Jones and these young whippersnappers break into the museum that he has been curating and nick a bunch of stuff that he found back in the day.
He'd be so angry. And if they said to him, you only need to be here for 2 days and you can fly your own plane.
You can record scenes on Zoom, baby.
We don't care. Just do whatever. Callista will show you how to work it. Okay, so do we know?
I would take also Dave Franco.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool because I was thinking about Now You See It. He's a good ensemble. You want some people who are good ensemble players? Anyway, I think we've now spent more time thinking about the plot of Red Notice 2 and 3 than they probably will.
Probably. Do we know when they're starting to film, or is it just it's too early for that to be a thing? I mean, they're still waiting for us to give them plot lines and, yes, and casting.
The logical answer is a while off.
Yeah.
Because The Rock is Mr. Franchise.
He's doing all of them.
That's it. Ryan Reynolds is on an extended sabbatical at the moment.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gal Gadot can.
He's just busy making money.
Sorry, I'm busy making money.
Can't talk. Busy with my Welsh soccer team. Football.
Who did you tell that to? Might have been Mick, and he just couldn't believe it.
It's pretty ridiculous that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny own a Welsh football team. It's so good.
What a combo.
And they would have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Now listen, I've got some really devastating news for you and for everyone who's going to be devastated about this. Paris Hilton's Cooking With Paris is done and dusted after one season. You got that as well?
I do. I have another casualty.
Oh, what else?
As well, which is Why the Last Man, which was actually cancelled after episode 5. Like they aired all of the first season, but they let it know pretty quickly that it wouldn't be picked up again. And that's a shame. But the reason why it's in the news is the creator of the show has said that they've not found any success trying to sell it anywhere else.
Oh.
They've been trying. It's a very expensive show to make.
Okay.
Every male in the world, bar one and his male monkey, die.
From a comic book, right?
Yes, and they've been trying to make it for years, and for the longest time, Shia LaBeouf was going to be playing the main character.
And then he
got too old.
So maybe it might be best just to read the book.
Yeah. The book's fantastic.
Because then obviously not going to get to anywhere near the end, right?
Nope.
Not in one season.
No, there's like 10 volumes of it or something.
So if that one's so expensive to make,
mm.
I can't imagine Cooking with Paris would be very expensive, right? You just have to pay her or give her some sort of executive producer thing.
And
you're
also going to pay the actual chefs.
Yeah, but still, that's not like Red Notice budget.
From what I understand, it only made a brief blip into the top 10.
Okay.
And I imagine that it would have been quite expensive for Paris Hilton.
Because they would have also had to pay the guests. Because I'm looking at the name. To be honest with you, I don't know all
Throw them
names.
Out there. Let's see.
Kim Kardashian, yes.
I'm aware of her.
Nikki Glaser?
Yeah, she does all the roasts. She's the savage blonde.
Oh, right, okay. Demi Lovato, I know. Saweetie, Lily Pons, Kathy and Nikki Hilton. Isn't that just her mum and sister?
Yep. They were available.
Yeah. So, I mean, they started off strong and then.
Saweetie is a big deal, I understand.
Is Saweetie from YouTube? I'm just guessing from the name. Or is Saweetie a rap artist? Or is Saweetie, let me continue. Or is Saweetie you said big deal. I was going to say like the winner of a cake competition. That's not a big deal. So Saweetie is, Saweetie won RuPaul's Drag Race. No?
I believe Saweetie is the nuclear physicist who, no, I'm only joking. I believe it's a singer or rapper.
Okay.
But you may be right. It may be a YouTuber. I've seen the name a lot. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure Shay would know. But okay. Maybe not. Maybe it's a very rude rapper. Maybe, you know, it's a somewhere with a Doja Cat.
I tell you what, it's so much more fun not Googling and just guessing.
Just punting. And it's somewhere some teen is screaming at the radio. Mum, turn this terrible Australian podcast off.
Their eyeballs have been dislocated from the amount of rolling that's had to happen.
They don't even know about Dua Lipa. Yes, we do, because she's super mainstream and we're...
Oh, we know her.
Yeah. She's on a show. She was on a balcony making out with Tyka.
Yeah, that's right. She, I think she was dancing or performing or something with the Surf Lifesavers at the Mardi Gras a couple of years ago or last year. I only know that because I know someone in the Surf Lifesavers who was at the Mardi Gras performing with Jupi Lupi. I know, I'm doing that on purpose. Okay, let's...
Good work, Saweetie.
I got a story that you probably don't have.
All right.
Well, we'll see. We're two for two. This is quite unusual, to be honest with you.
Very unusual.
It's usually only one. Adam Driver, completely over that film he made, House of Gucci. He did an interview with, I think it was W Magazine, and he was talking about how it was the most difficult of the three movies that he made last year. I feel like three is quite a lot of movies to make in one year for an actor.
I think it depends. It's a lot of movies to make if you're making a big budget sci-fi special effects thing. If you're on a Jim Jarmusch mumblecore quiet indie set, then it's a 3 week shoot.
Yeah, yeah, you don't. Yeah, they don't. So they don't have a lot of time.
And he likes to go back full. So I understand what you're saying.
Yep.
But this, for that guy, Star Wars is the anomaly. He likes to dress up in ye olde clothes and wave his fist.
Because he was in The Last Duel, wasn't he?
He was.
Yep.
I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
Sorry, Ridley Scott.
Yeah, Ridley Scott's so angry with us right now. Annette, he was in a movie called Annette.
He was in Annette.
Benning.
You caught him. I'm sorry, that was...
No, that was a good dad joke. I enjoyed that. He said that it was a psychologically challenging role because he said, I do not live in the same world as Maurizio Gucci. So he was playing someone he didn't like, I'm assuming.
Does he live in the same realm as Kylo Ren?
He might, you know. He likes...
This feels like that episode of Extras.
Yes.
Where Ricky Gervais meets Patrick Stewart. No, Ian McKellen. So Ian McKellen. And I was myself, and then he's talking about... He's blurred the lines between acting a wizard and being a wizard. Gets very confused by it. This sounds...
He's a bit confused.
Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Well, I think that bit is more confusing. The next bit is very Adam Drivery. Okay.
Okay. All right.
He said he was so drained and over the whole thing that he didn't show up to the after party, like the rap party. But apparently, he never shows up to the rap party of anything he does. He's not here to make friends.
I believe every single part of that.
Yeah,
I can see him not going to Spike Lee's Black
Klansman's
rap party.
No, he wouldn't have gone to that. He wouldn't have gone to the Star Wars one. He wouldn't have gone to – well, he said the last rap party he went to was for girls. But that kind of makes sense, right? Because that was a whole maybe four or five seasons of a show. Like, you kind of want to say goodbye to everyone. Well, no, maybe he didn't.
So he's the one person that hasn't had enough of Lena Dunham. Oh!
Da 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 da. Adam Driver.
There you go. He presents as quite an intense dude.
I think I've seen him smile.
Oh, I've seen him smile.
Yeah, but it was acting.
Oh, clearly, that's acting. Him getting angry and punching a wall doesn't feel like acting.
Yeah.
It's a good meme.
I can't believe I watched that whole film. Not the Gucci one, the marriage breakup one that
really
punched a wall.
I didn't watch that.
Why? I was really depressed at the
Why
end.
Why would I watch that?
Really depressing.
I'm not going to watch that. I watched it. Pop on Crikey, It's the Irwins and check out buddy Bindi Irwin chasing down a wallaby.
That does seem more fun. More enjoyable. Yeah.
I want to see Adam Driver punch a wall and cry about his marriage.
Yeah.
That's real life shit.
Yeah, it was pretty real.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, a lot of people enjoyed that one. Mm. Well done. Mm. Good work too.
Award winning. Do you have one last story that I potentially don't have?
Yes, and I don't think you'll have this one.
Okay.
Because it's an odd one. But you file this under the come on.
All right. That then my last story is not the come on
this
story.
One, this
so
one.
This is different.
This is a come on.
Okay.
So Lego is being sued.
Come on.
Last year they put out a Queer Eye set, the Fab Five, builder set. They're Loft.
I see nothing wrong so far. It just seems standard Lego practice.
Yes. And there's different jackets and pants and stuff so you can dress the characters and you know,
zhuzh them up.
Lego's being sued because Anthony's jacket –
Right.
In the Lego set is clearly based on a jacket that he's worn several times on the show.
Okay.
And has very deliberately placed patches and stuff. And the artist
who I'm already annoyed.
Isn't it? The artist who designed and created the jacket and gave it to Anthony to wear on the show says that he wasn't consulted and they've used it without his permission.
Okay.
And basically Lego's come back and gone, come on. No, mate. That's implied ownership that Netflix has over the look.
That's good.
Because you've given it to him.
Yeah.
He didn't buy it.
It was gifted.
So therefore it's been gifted to be used in a promotional manner on a TV show.
Yep.
And that then implies ownership by Netflix because that's the jacket. Yeah, you know that's the jacket. It's a production piece.
Yep.
Come on.
I have a feeling that you will find a story a little bit later on, you know, however many months later, be buried right down the bottom of something, just be one sentence, Lego one.
Yeah. Oh, it won't get anywhere near court.
That's a stretch.
Come on.
All right. Well,
look, I have no trailers for you.
I've got one story for you. It's a kind of a feel good story.
Yeah.
Because as you know, like it's still really hard for people to get PS5s. Like they're near impossible to get.
Mm.
So Sony over in Europe has opened up registrations directly from PlayStation, directly from Sony on their site to give like European consumers the chance to purchase a console straight from Sony. But
yes,
this is already a thing over in the US. I think it started late last year. I looked on the Australian website. There were different PlayStation accessories, but I couldn't find the PlayStation 5. So maybe it's not a thing here yet. But it's a lot like getting on a JB Hi-Fi EB Games kind of waiting list, right?
Yeah.
You put your name down, well, you put your PlayStation username down, and then if they have them available, they'll just send out an email to a certain amount of people.
Yep.
Do you want it? Yes or no, you've only got a certain amount of time to answer. If not, we'll hand it on to someone else. So even if you do put your name down, you're still not guaranteed a PlayStation.
Yep.
But it's pretty cool that that's another avenue now that people can try and
get on the wait list anyway. Yeah. I mean,
that's how you get them.
Or
you get on the wait list.
You just go to EB or JB and do it like everyone else did.
Just put your name down.
I think if anyone's struggling to get one now,
you just
got to put your name down. You just wait your turn.
Yeah.
Just wait your turn.
And I'm sure I said it on here. I put my name down expecting it to be months.
Yep.
And then it was only a couple of weeks.
And then I put my name down and it was months. So it goes both ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
luck of the draw.
Yeah.
To be sure.
Got to be in it to win it. But that's cool. Like just keep an eye out if you're over in Europe and just keep checking that Aussie Sony site maybe.
Get yourself a PlayStation 5. You'd be pretty pissed off if you signed up for it and you accidentally selected that you wanted a PS4.
We've got one for you.
PS4 Pro.
They'd only do the pros, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a fun fact that we can be entertained and mesmerized by?
Yep. It is a fun fact, and it's a real short one, and it's one that I saw on my Facebook feed because I checked in there looking for some news, and I saw this as an image instead, and it made me go, I'm going to use that. In the film Wedding Crashers, Crashers with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson?
Wow.
Yeah. that's not even what I'm here for. So in that film, Christopher Walken.
Yes.
He plays Rachel McAdams' father.
That's right.
In the scene where they're dancing at the engagement party, there's an engagement party before, you know, Rachel McAdams needed to be smiling and very happy, and, you know, it's just the best day of her life. So in order to keep her upbeat, Christopher Walken kept whispering the word fart in her ear over and over all day, leaning in, fart, fart, fart. What a day.
Just a day she'll never forget.
Well, clearly not. She's told that story.
I would love it if she told that story. Sorry, I mean, she's told the story, right? I would love it if then they ask Christopher Walken, he go, I would never do that.
No. Why? Why? Anyway,
that's your fun good. Fact. I like that. Now I'm going to have to go and rewatch the movie now.
Are you?
No. I'm saying that that's a thing that might happen, isn't it?
I'm sure you could jump on YouTube and type Wedding Crashers engagement dance.
Yes.
Or
that was a good fact.
Thanks.
Are you ready to enjoy some watching suggestiones?
I am. I had closed down my list, which made me think we were getting into the quiz for some reason.
Not yet. The Adam quiz is coming up later.
Got a watching suggestion?
email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Well, I think I started the news. Would you like to start the watching suggestions?
Yes, I would, and I'm going to bring a lot of energy. All right, first up, I'm very excited to say that I've watched the first three episodes of Peacemaker.
Oh, nice.
Which I feel like I've talked about a whole bunch of times, but this is the spin-off on HBO Max.
That's
right. Spin-off from HBO. Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. I'm sure here in Australia it's on...
It'd be on Foxtel or Binge.
Binge seems to get a lot of the HBO Max. It's great. I really enjoyed it. I don't know. Have you, by any chance, did you see the opening credits going around on the internet on the weekend?
No. What is it?
I'm half tempted to say we should watch it now.
Just pause it and watch it.
Yeah. But no. James Gunn, who he wrote and directed the whole series, he said he wanted to make opening credits that basically made it so no one will skip.
Okay.
And he achieved that goal. Is a quite unsettling but also hilarious dance sequence.
Can I ask who's dancing?
Oh, everyone in the show.
Cool, that's fun.
Everyone really in the show has choreographed doing like it's just a lot. And the show has got a great weird comedic tone. It's very James Gunn. It's very father issues. That's mm-hmm. always his thing. For, mm-hmm. Found family versus father issues. Robert Patrick, mm-hmm. who we recently saw on Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
What was Walking Dead?
Right? Yeah, Walking Dead. One of those sort of between season specials that they did. I think it was because they had to postpone the production of the season, so they just did a couple of specials.
The fill-ins.
Yeah.
They weren't filler episodes. Anyway.
Yeah.
That in Peacemaker, that role from Walking Dead is a nice guy version of who he is in Peacemaker. Detestable. It's quite good. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be one episode here on out on Dropping Fridays. I think there's another five episodes to go, maybe six.
Mm-hmm. It's nice when you get a show like this now. I like that they do it like this, where they give you two or three episodes and then you just get one a week.
Yeah.
So you look forward to it.
Oh, well, look, it works for a very heightened like, – it works so well for The Boys, that sort of thing. Mm. Have a few episodes, really get everyone hooked in and then – make that water cooler moment each week.
Because, people speak about this all the time, but, if you watch, Stranger Things or something, and Stranger Things comes out on a weekend, and then you come back to work on the Monday and you're like, hey, did you watch Stranger Things? Oh, I've only watched some of it. Have you gotten to the part where?
Yep.
No, but now I know that there's a part where.
That's it.
It works so much better.
Yep.
Yeah.
The podcast that stings like a bee but does not float like a butterfly. That's ridiculous. We are the Watchers.
I watched, speaking of watching all of something, I watched the final season of Ricky Gervais's Afterlife on Netflix.
When you say final season, is it because it's a wrap up?
Yeah, it's wrapped up.
Okay.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. It seemed final. It sort of put a bow at the end and seemed like if they did a fourth, you'd be like, okay, why? Why is this?
Ricky.
Yeah, come on. This show has been, it's kind of like every show that he's done in the lead up to this has been the lead up to this, mm-hmm. where you get the politically incorrect comments from The Office, right? You got a bit of the extras where a bit of the friendships, right? And Derek, do you remember Derek? That show? Yeah. And you got a bit of that, where everybody's funny, like it's a feel-good kind of show. And then Afterlife is all of that, but mixed in with a man who is struggling to let go and stop grieving the death of his wife. Through the whole three seasons. And, that would be a lot. And you'd be like, I can't watch that. That's too much. But he gets you, right? Because it's mixed in, mainly comedy. So it's all funny. he does a lot of funny things, a lot of different funny characters, right? And then all of a sudden, it may not even be in each episode. You may go two episodes where it's been quite funny and then bang, sad bit. And you're like, oh, that's right. Oh, and then it does funny again. So it's this amazing roller coaster.
Sure.
Good actors, though. And he still plays Ricky Gervais. You know,
who else have we got in the mix there?
Oh, you've got people from let me get up the names because
is Joe Wilkinson in that?
Maybe.
Tall guy, big bushy brown beard.
I think so. I think he might be the postman. Of course, your favorite one, Diane Morgan. Morgan's there,
yeah.
And she got a little bit more like her character got more of a progressive storyline the last season, which I liked because it's always good to see more of her. But, Tom Basson, Tony Way. Do you remember Tony Way?
Yeah, yeah,
you've got Ashley Jensen who was that extras, or was that Derek?
Oh, she was extras.
She was extras. I get her and Kerry Godliman. I get those two mixed up because one of them was in extras, the other was in Derek. And they both saw, they didn't play similar characters, but they played opposite Ricky in both of them, but they're both in it, and just a cast of people that you would expect in a Ricky Gervais thing. It's great. I really enjoyed it. I also was quite relieved that there was only six episodes, because if you're going to watch it all in one go, you don't want a whole lot.
Sure, because that these are UK episodes as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're full 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It was good. It was good. I'm glad it was all wrapped up now. It felt nice. Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do next?
Oh, see, I don't know. I reckon it's time for him to go back to being a bit more crude. Like, his character Tony in that does say crude things.
Yep.
But like I said, it's balanced by the sad, poignant bits, right?
Sure.
But I reckon he could just go full comedy again.
I'd be okay with another series of Life's Too Short.
Mm.
That's the Warwick Davis one.
Yeah.
Where he and Stephen Merchant just.
Funnily enough, I watched Willow recently.
Sure. Willow 2 or Willow TV series.
Yeah,
is
the series is coming out. That movie wasn't as good as I remembered it. But I was a kid. So.
What do you remember about it being good?
An adventure.
Sure.
But
it was like.
It's like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars, but less interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, but he's very young in that. I think he'd already done.
I think he got done Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, he'd already done that. Yeah, yeah. You know, I was looking up his IMDb and he's been in literally every Star Wars thing since Return of the Jedi. Everything.
Been busy.
In the good books.
He's in demand.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what else have you been watching?
Rather than watching, I'm just going to say I really enjoyed 100% completing Spider-Man Miles Morales.
You platinumed it. Well done.
Yep. I've now started on a new NG Plus. Is that New Game Plus?
New Game Plus, yeah.
I've never done it.
So what?
The game's just started again, but I have all the skills unlocked.
Oh, so it's just easier.
But then there's a second set of more hyped up crazy skills that go on top of that.
Cool.
And I am. You know, I'm playing as Miles and I'm wearing a hoodie and there's a cat that lives in my backpack now called Spider Cat.
Why not?
Yep.
I wonder.
Bodega Cat, I should say.
I was going to say, wonder if you can get a spider pig at any point in time. That'd be pretty fun.
Spider Ham, I'm waiting.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it. I could have put this in the news. They did mention that in the new Spider-Verse, because they're doing Spider-Verse 2 and 3 back to back.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come out a year apart. Each verse they go to is going to have a unique art style.
Okay.
So that makes sense because in the last movie we were in one universe and other characters were coming in and they looked different.
Yep.
This time it will be more like Space Jam where characters of different look and feel go to different universe. Anyway, I don't know why this wandered in now. But yeah, Miles Morales was great. I'm so late to the party, but that's what happens when you have to wait ages to get a PS5. Because I wasn't going to play it on PS4. I wanted to play it.
And it looks really nice.
It looks so good. Music's great. The first Spider-Man, like the proper Spider-Man game, has a real gut punch emotional moment, as so many of these good narrative games do.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really well earned. And the Miles game, there was a gut punch moment, but mm-hmm. it was also really well earned. That's cool. At one point, you do it. There's a deaf street artist,
mm-hmm.
and you help her out with some stuff and things. And at first, she's very flippant towards you. And as the game progresses, and you kind of prove it yourself a bit more, she then realizes that you're probably African American and that you actually come from Harlem. And then by the end of the game, she's celebrating you for being her Spider-Man, their Spider-Man. Nice. And it's that same twist that the Spider-Verse movie did of making it doesn't have to be the Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
about being a Spider-Man for the people.
It's definitely making that known.
Yeah, it really, really landed. Which is good. It's like, man, that's good on you. That worked.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've got that game, and I haven't started it yet because I haven't got the other one. Should I play the first one first?
So the first one, I think you can get off the PlayStation Store real cheap,
okay,
or something like that.
You don't
have to play it first, but it's a lot more fun if you do. Miles is a character mm-hmm. in the first game, but not he's playable, but he hasn't been bit yet.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So they introduce him slowly throughout things.
Yeah, nice.
And then by the end of the story, he's coming into focus a bit more. And this game is like Spider-Man 0.5,
mm-hmm.
and it's literally
Picks up.
Well, it picks up not long after the game, but Pete goes on vacation. Well, not on vacation. He's got to go and help Mary Jane with an investigator story in Europe.
Okay.
And so Miles gets put in charge of New York for 3 weeks. It's like, what a cool setup. Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. It's, you don't need to go heavy if Peter Parker died.
Mm.
He's still being there, the mentor. He's only a phone call away, that sort of stuff. But it just really nicely puts the focus on Miles for a good reason. And by the end of it, I understand now how the Spider-Man 2 game will work. Sometimes co-op. Maybe you'll play it co-op, but both characters being in there. I'm hoping
flip back and forth kind of thing.
I'd prefer if it was GTA style where you'd control both. And
I like that.
Because I don't want to play Spider-Man with someone else. I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah, you're the superhero. You're the special one.
Yeah.
I understand that.
So, man, it's so good.
So how far into the new game plus are you?
Oh, like 20 minutes. Okay. I finished it at 1:30 last night. I was like, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
And then I went read stuff till 3:30.
Because you're on the high.
Yeah.
You're on the winning high.
I'm rereading BPRD at the moment, which
What's BPRD?
The Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense, Department. And that's the spin-off from Hellboy. That's the group that Hellboy works for.
Ah, okay.
Protecting us from the supernatural stuff.
Nice.
And went into the city the other day and there was a sale on some omnibus collections of that. And I was like, yeah, I'll get that. And then I read 2 400-page books in an evening.
Wow.
And then I was like, all right, I just downloaded the rest again on my iPad because I've bought them before on iPad.
So nice. It's so nice when you get into stuff like that.
That's what I mean. So that's why I've not got tons. Like, you know, we could talk about Boba Fett or we could talk about other things.
Yeah.
But what I've really been doing
that's
this
what you've
week
been enjoying.
Has been reading and finishing Miles Morales.
Totally get you. Well, I was teeing with the theme in that I watched Afterlife and I was like, what else kind of touches that, but I don't want to watch the whole series. Ghost. The 1990 film Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore.
I was going to say, Whoopi is not who I'd put first in that list. I was like, is this a different film?
Where
they touched the pottery, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. But you know why I put her first, because she's the one that won the Oscar for it.
Did she?
Yeah, she won Best Supporting Actress.
I don't think I've seen that movie. Sorry, I should get on my... I don't think I've seen that movie.
It's not bad. I mean, I watched it ages ago.
But is it not bad your style or not bad my style? Like, am I going to watch that and I'm going to go, it's not bad?
Is there
a ghost that they have to bust?
No. So what happens is Sam, Patrick Swayze, is murdered on the street with Demi Moore there. Demi Moore is his like almost fiance, but they didn't really organize that in time. And so he dies.
Right.
And then he is still around as a ghost. And he's like, what do I do? What am I supposed to do? And then he finds out that there's money embezzlement going on, and that's potentially why he was murdered. And that makes Demi more in danger. And so he's just wandering around trying to figure out how, as a ghost, he can help save her. And Whoopi Goldberg is a clairvoyant, or she says she is.
Right.
But she's not really. But she set up this business where she gets people in, and she goes, you know someone, Maria? No. Consuela? No. Jose? Yes, I know a Jose. Yeah, he's here. He's talking to us now, kind of thing. And then suddenly Patrick Swayze's in the room while she's doing this, and he's like, it's bull crap. And she went, Who said that? Who said that? Because she can only hear him, not see him.
Right.
And then he just absolutely nags and annoys her until she agrees to go and help and tell Demi Moore that she's in danger. And it's not bad. You know Heath Ledger, how you think of Heath Ledger and you go, I still can't believe that he's dead.
Yeah.
I think the same thing with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's been off. For me, he's been off for a long time.
I think they might have died around the same time. Maybe.
Yeah.
Those late sort of 2000s. So, yeah, I watched that, and I watched the clay scene, and the clay scene annoyed me because their hands are really dirty because of the clay. And I'm like, well, you're going to have to go and wash your hands.
You can't touch genitals with clay hands.
No, you can get clay everywhere. Can dry up.
Oh, get out of the kiln.
So, yeah, I decided to tea with a theme. But maybe next week, depending on how I go, I may have a game that I've been playing that I have finished, but I'm not going to talk about it yet until I finish it.
All right.
It was really fun. And I'm into a big time. There were some really hard bits with boss fights.
Yep.
But it's so much fun that it makes you want to keep going.
Sure.
It's not like Bloodborne or Dark Souls hard, but it's still difficult.
It's a bit of challenge to
challenge it. Challenge to it, yeah. Speaking of challenges, are you ready for a quiz?
Yep.
Which Adam is this? So Adam Driver or Adam Sandler? I'm going to read quotes from either movies or TV shows that they've been in.
Yes.
And you have to tell me which Adam was in this and which Adam played that character.
When you do Adam Sandler, are you going to do the job?
I promise I'm not going to.
All right.
It's fine. Hey, psycho, we're not going to discuss this, okay? It's over. Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
That is Adam Sandler from The Wedding Singer?
You got it, yeah. As soon as I read it, I was like, oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. That was a funny line. The price is wrong, bitch.
That's Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore punching out Bob Barker.
Yeah, from Price is Right. I often used to get Happy Gilmore and
Billy Madison
mixed up because it was the same character.
Yeah, same character and just interchangeable naming.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah, silly names. That's right. We've done that one. Let the past die. Kill it if you have to. It's the only way to become what you are meant to be.
If you have to, kill it. Come on.
I copied and pasted that, and every word has a capital letter at the beginning, and that just threw me a bit.
Oh, sure. That would be Adam Driver as Kylo Ren.
Very, very good. Yeah.
In the third one?
I think it was the first.
Was it?
He was Kylo Ren. You got it right. Adam Driver. I don't want to go to jail. I'm fragile.
I don't want to go to jail. I'm fragile.
Yeah.
Is that Adam Sandler in The Longest Yard?
It is Adam Sandler. I'll give you clues.
Big Daddy
radio station.
Ah, Airheads.
Yeah, Airheads. He didn't want to go to jail. He's fragile.
Nice.
Was he the drummer?
Yes.
Yeah. We've got two more. You should never be anyone's slave except mine.
That's got to be Adam Driver.
Because it's a creepy thing to say.
Isn't it?
That's creepy.
He learned that at the James Franco School of Acting.
Well, if you want to go along with that, do you want to guess where it's from then? Because it's a bit creepy, right?
Girls.
We've spoken about it before. Girls, yeah.
I'm in my head. I'm like, was that Lucky Logan? No, it wasn't in that.
No.
Played a hillbilly in that. Wasn't in Black Lakehead Klansman because that'd be really awkward.
That would be, that you don't want to be saying that line in that movie. Mm. No way.
Mm.
Final one. Sorry, the only diner in town is closed, .. indefinitely. This is something I've watched. I think I may have watched it last year or the year before.
Is that Adam Driver in that Jim Jarmusch zombie?
Oh, yes, he got it. Yes! Oh, that's
the dead
very
don't
good.
Die.
Dead don't die. That's very, very good.
Is that six from six? Did I get them all?
You got all of those.
That's a good quiz.
Single one. That was sensational.
Turns out I know my Adam Sandler. No, Adam Drutton. It's clearly Adam Sandler. It's
Yeah. I mean, oh, you got the Kylo one though, because that is something Kylo would say.
It is something.
Well, Kylo. it was something Kylo said. Well done. I enjoyed that quiz.
That was good. Well done. I like that. I like a good Adam.
Apparently, you know your Adams. What other Adams could I have interchanged?
Adam Copeland, who's the bassist from U2, I think.
Famously known for saying things. Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
That would have been a good one.
Oh, yes.
There has to be another Adam.
Amy Adams.
Sure. We speak about, I feel like we've spoken about Adams a lot before. We must know more Adams.
We must
Adams.
Know. We
may have done another Adam quiz and we've forgotten.
I think we have.
I think we might have. The more we speak about it, I feel like that is something that we've done. That was brilliant. I enjoyed every single moment of that. So you're going to play another game next week? No, you'll still be doing Miles Morales New Games Plus.
I don't know. I don't think I will. I think because I've finished Peter Parker's Spider-Man 1 twice now. Okay. I'll see. Maybe. It's good. I really enjoy it. But I got other games to play.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Well.
We'll say.
It may just be you talking about films and television shows that you've been enjoying.
Normal.
Yeah, it's fine. On that note, thank you very much.
Fart.